Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Bloomington South Panthers are four-time sectional champions as they defeated host Columbus East on Saturday night, 55-52. The Purple and White's weekend started off with a bang. They didn't shoot the ball very well in their win against East Central, but they ended up winning by 20 points, 54-34, only 1 of 10 from three-point range as Chance Coyle scored 19, Anthony Leal 13, to vault them into Saturday's sectional championship game against the host, the Olympians. And Saturday night's game, as J.R. Holmes thought, would be a dogfight. He was exactly right. When the going gets tough, you lean on seniors. And Chance Coyle stepped up to the plate. He had never lost a sectional basketball game, and he wasn't going to let last Saturday be the first one in his career. Coyle rang up 28 points and became the school's all-time leading scorer, passing J.R.'s son, John, on the all-time scoring list. Coyle's free throws down the stretch, swish, 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 doing all the things a senior should do in that situation, leading Bloomington South to their fourth consecutive sectional championship, their 26th win on the season, and a date with New Albany, a rematch with number 3 after their early season matchup where New Albany won at South 70-58. Coyle had 38 in that game and will look for a repeat performance to take the Panthers to a step he's never taken them before, and that is to the regional championship game and beyond. The Panthers and Bulldogs will get things started just after 12 o'clock coming up on Saturday. It's game number 2 of the Seymour Regional. Game number 1 will feature Center Grove in Evansville North. We'll have all the ticketing, broadcast, travel, you name it, all that information a little bit later in the week. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
J.B. Neal was 0-for-4 in sectional championship games, but that all changed on Saturday night as his Edgewood Mustangs ran over West Vigo 71-34 to win their first sectional championship as a school since 2014 and the first one for head coach Neal. It all started on Tuesday night as they blew the doors off Brown County. That got them a Friday semifinal date with South Vermilion. On Friday night, Edgewood, led by senior Chayton Howard's 29 points and freshman Trevor Taylor's 19, beat South Vermilion 62-42. They led by 10 at halftime and never looked back, and that found them in Saturday night's final against West Vigo. After beating West Vigo 54-25 at the Wabash Valley Holiday Classic, it could have been easy for the Mustangs to turn off their aggressiveness, but that wasn't the case at all. Trevor Taylor leading the way with 17, Chayton Howard with 15, Joe Keto and Cam Bannister also providing support as the Mustangs win their first sectional championship since 2014. They're off to Greencastle for the regional on Saturday. They will take on Lebanon in game 2. Game 1 will have Danville taking on Indianapolis Addicts. The winners will meet at 8 o'clock on Saturday night as the Mustangs look for their first ever regional championship in school history. Later in the week, we'll give you all the details for tip times, ticket information for all you Edgewood fans that'll make the trip to Greencastle. Hoosier Hysteria, Monroe County style, two teams advancing to this weekend's regionals. Congratulations to the Edgewood Mustangs and the Bloomington South Panthers on a pair of great seasons that nobody wants to see come to an end. It's Monday night in the zone. Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.